I'm Ian Hutchinson from Golf News Now, and with me is Richard Zokel, PGA Tour player extraordinaire during his day. But I'll tell you what, Dick, I want to look at, you know, I mean, you see it all the time in what you do at Predator Ridge. You know, when we look at somebody's performance on the golf course, you know, whether it be recreational or PGA Tour for that level, for that matter, we look at golf swing, obviously. We look at fitness. We look at nutrition. We look at the golf equipment. You know, we kind of dissect that and look at various components of the golf equipment. But one of the things that we don't do, and this is why we do Rub of the Mind podcast, we don't look at the brain itself and the mind itself. And that's such an important component, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the whole premise behind MindLink Golf Technologies. is being able to, well, we believe that the new frontier in performance is not so much with the physical fitness. I think we've got that handled very nicely, right. The nutrition side. I think we see the improvements in innovative golf equipment. But there's really been an untapped aspect to the mental performance, and that's what this podcast is all about. I want to title this one Golf Insanity, Ian.
Okay.
And basically, I think every golfer, including the best players in the world, to, you know, 25 handicaps, everyone in between, can relate to golf insanity. And the whole premise behind that is, and we all know what the definition of insanity is, and that's, you know, just continuing to do the same actions or thoughts and expecting a different result. And we all know that you can work as hard as you want on the game of golf, and, you know, and if your fitness level's high and your nutrition levels are very high, those are very important, but they're not the things that make the putts go in very high pressure situations. And it has everything to do with how the golfers think. And
right.
So what we're trying to do is bring a new perspective. And I think golf psychology has been running around the edges of it. And I think we have a new code of thinking on how to get to that new frontier of performance. And that's what this MindLink Golf Technologies is all about.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, if I could bring up a personal thing as far as you're concerned is, I mean, I remember back in the 80s when you were playing, all of a sudden you became Disco Dick for your wearing headsets while you're out on the golf course. From what I understand, Arnold Palmer even tried them on when you were playing with him, but that was something very similar to what you're saying, isn't it?
Exactly what happened, and what you're talking about is my rookie year on the PGA Tour, and you know, when I, you know, basically the how that came about, I was on the PGA Tour my rookie year for about 6 months, and I felt the anxiety building, and I wanted the results, and I was trying so hard, and I think everybody can relate to trying too hard in this game, and, you know, getting ahead of yourself, wanting those results,
right.
And I knew I had to do something to change and to calm my hyperactive mind. So at the time, the latest innovation was the Walkman. And so I decided, and it took a tremendous amount of courage to slap on these headphones in the first round of the Greater Milwaukee Open in 1982. And, you know, it worked. You know, I was just, you know, using my intuition to figure out something to calm myself down. And when I listened to music during play, you know, I was getting one under par, two under par, you know, three, four, five, six under par.
Right.
And I'm coming down the 18th hole, I'm seven under par, leading the tournament, and I just felt very calm because my hyperactive mind got distracted, basically,
right.
Ian.
Right.
And then I was in a sense of feeling of being very comfortable.
Right.
And I shot 65, led the tournament. I led the tournament through the first round, the second round, the third round, which was quite a departure from not being able to make a cut for 6 months.
Right, right.
And so, you know, I knew it helped me, but it wasn't until about 20 years later when I connected the dots and really found out how our minds worked on why and what happened. And it was definitely a psychological turn, and that's a perfect example of you know, balancing your brain, right. Calming down, and allowing your performance to optimize.
Well, I know I covered the Canadian Open on the weekend, as you know, and, you know, I mean, a lot of players were playing shoot the lights out golf, and what a lot of them were saying was I felt no fear over the ball.
Yes, and that's when, you know, a lot of golfers accidentally fall into the zone, as we call it. And we call it the zone because we don't know what it is. And the idea is, instead of accidentally going into it, we can increase the we understand how our brain works. And it's basically, you know, understanding there's three components of our brains that really factor into this equation, and it's the thought process of our left hemisphere, it's the of our brain, and it's the thought process of our right hemisphere. And you know, where I really learned this was from a famous doctor. Her name was Dr. Jill Bolt Taylor. Okay. And when she was doing brain research for the Department of Psychology at Harvard Medical, Dr. Jill Bolt Taylor had herself had a cerebral hemorrhage in her left hemisphere.
Oh, my. Okay.
And she wrote a book about this. She survived. But in that moment of despair when she had that that stroke, she had the ability to observe herself in while her life was being threatened, to study how she, you know, managed that the survival.
Right.
And then she wrote a book called My Stroke of Insight, and she talked about the two personalities that we have in our minds, and our two different types of thought process.
Right.
And I think it's very easy for us to understand that. Number one, it's the same thing when we have a conversation with ourselves. There's two personalities.
Right.
And I'm going to get into the types of thought in a second here, but when we have a conversation with ourselves, the basic entity of that is we have to understand there has to be two entities to carry on a conversation.
Right.
So, you know, and one perhaps could be the ego and the that's embedded in our left side of our brain.
Okay.
And as Dr. Jill Bolt Taylor talks about how the left brain functions, it can project forward or it can look back.
Right. Okay.
And when you project forward, you know, part of that is expectations and results. And the most important thing is that's where anxiety exists. But on those occasions when we stumble into the zone or we get into the present moment, that's where our intuition, our true self lies. And when we accidentally get in there, we detach from results. And that's when we really optimize. So when you hear those players talking about, I felt free, that means they've gotten, their attention has gone from their left side of their brain to their right side, to their intuition, into the present moment. And that's when their ability to perform is maximized.
Well, it's funny you mentioned the zone. It's something that we all strive for. We all strive to be there. Once we're on the golf course, I mean, we just don't even know what it is, do we?
Well, we do, but we don't in the golf industry. So here's an example. So we got our left hemisphere that thinks in logical thought. 1 + 1 = 2 is a logical thought, sequential thought process. And our right brain feels like the speed of a putt. It's not a logical thought process, but it's a feeling and of which we adapt into each and every shot.
Right.
And we have this thing in our brain called the corpus callosum.
Okay.
The corpus callosum has 300 million axonal fibers, and what they do is it allows hemispheric communication.
Right.
So our left brain can communicate with our right brain, and this is often where it does get confusing, but as an example on a shot, so when you determine the distance of a shot, say 150 yards, that's a logical thought process.
Right.
The direction of the wind, perhaps if it's coming straight at you, is another logical thought process.
Right.
But the force of the wind is a spatial thought process. So you understand the force of that wind and what kind of effect it may have on your ball, and then you make some decisions around it. So when your spatial ability, and another example would be if you're a baseball player, Hutch.
Right.
If you're at bat and this curveball is coming at your head at 80 miles an hour and you know it's going to curve over the plate.
Exactly, yeah.
you then make some adaptations to anticipate where that ball is going to be in a fraction of a millisecond in the future, and you swing the bat, and it takes spatial ability to hit that ball.
Okay.
We do it in all other sports. However, in golf, that ball, we're not reacting to it. So where the mistake is in people's perception is they go into logical mode. They typically move into some form of golf swing technique,
right,
thought process, which is logical thought, and that's where anxiety lays when they want to really, you know, get the results that,
right,
they're looking for, and that causes the problem.
Okay, so it's just a matter of, in the golf industry, it's still a matter of exploring it. I mean, you know, it's like you say, we've known it's there, but now it's a matter of the golf industry exploring it, which is what you're trying to do.
Well, what we're trying to do is we want people's perceptiveness to stop focusing on results.
Right.
The true definition of success is to emotionally detach yourself from the results.
Right.
And then what you want to do is attach your attention onto the assessment of the shot and the execution of the shot.
Right.
And literally detach emotionally from the results, because when you're able to do that, then you gain power in your ability to perform on the golf course. So what we're doing with our technology is capturing the data information of every golfer,
right,
on every shot. So our app that we're creating is you hit two buttons basically on after every shot, and you collect the information on how well you executed and assess that shot. But keep in mind that it's not good enough to make an excellent execution with the shot if your assessment is incorrect.
Okay.
So there is a relationship between the assessment of that shot and the execution of that shot. And that relationship, when you put your attention on it and detach from the results, now you're going to be able to inherently move into the present, and that's when you're going to be able to optimize your talent.
Yeah, and really, I mean, you're going to guide them through it, aren't you? Because, I mean, it's tough to break old habits, isn't it?
It really is, and it's basically how people are wired. And one of our ambassadors, Nick O'Hearn,
okay,
Nick O'Hearn is a Australian PGA Tour player.
Sure.
He had the success of beating Tiger twice in the World Golf Championship.
Right.
And Nick wrote a book called Tour Mentality.
Okay.
And he launched it last fall. When I read the book, it was the exact same type of protocol that we use at MindLink Golf.
Okay.
The only difference is we've created a software program to capture this data.
Right.
So I reached out to Nick, and he joined our team.
Okay.
And we're very excited to move forward. There's another person that's making big insights in this. His name is Dr. Kapil Gupta.
Okay.
Now, he is bringing a more spiritual side of this, and you know, we're not a spiritual side to collecting this data.
Right.
But what he's doing, and it makes complete sense, is he wants to bring... He talks about this new perceptiveness that golfers need to move into, or else they're fighting a losing battle.
Right.
And the bottom line of it is if golfers are continually wired to focus their attention on the results of the shot,
right,
then they will just maintain golf insanity.
Okay.
They are fighting a losing battle. So if our breakthrough is literally trying to make people have a paradigm shift in their perception,
right,
and put their attention on their key performance markers rather than the results.
Okay.
Now, you don't just flip a switch and do this.
Exactly.
It takes practice.
Yeah.
Just like it takes practice to learn the fundamentals of chipping, putting, or the golf swing.
Yeah.
And it's really important to first understand how our minds work, and then, you know, practice perhaps some meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're on the golf course, when you hear Jack Nicklaus talk or any of the great champions in the past,
yeah,
or even champions in the present, they talk about focusing on their breathing. They're looking to access the present moment, which is very critical to performance.
Well, there's going to be a lot to talk about, obviously, because like I say, old habits die hard, and we've got a lot to talk about. So let's come back and talk about a little bit more golf insanity in the next podcast.
We look forward to it, Hutch, and we look forward to bringing the this pathway to the new frontier in performance. So thank you very much, and we look forward to other episodes.
Look forward to it, Dick.
Thanks so much, Hutch.